Hey, live. Happy Friday. Okay, so I'm going for a new record, shortest video ever. Let's see how it goes. What is your aesthetic style? I mentioned this on Instagram, not on Facebook yet, but really, it's so important to know. Ask yourself why. Why does something spark joy for you? If you've been doing Marie Kondo, it sparked joy. Why? And I'm gonna go into this specifically because, hey Thomas, thanks for joining. I'm gonna go into this specifically because I started this shopping challenge. I think it was 2 weeks ago, Shopping Antidote, and it's really the best way that you can see in a concrete sense what it is that is important to you and the patterns, because this is so important when we think about why we buy the things that we buy. And asking yourself why. And what's cool about the spark joy concept, which I talk a lot about from Marie Kondo, but I focus on just the visual side, is that it's a reaction, like a physical reaction, like something that you really like, you go, ooh, or you go, wow, and that is so important for understanding, okay, this is something that attracts me and understanding why. And it's why I created this style challenge was because in that way you have to do, like, of course we can shop our closet, shop our home, rearrange furniture. We kind of know the concept that we can use what we have, but unless you get really specific and limit your options, you won't be able to see the creativity that can come out of it. And that is the key. So the difference is, like, if you're going to say, oh, I'm going to just change up, you see what I have that's available to me, you're not as inspired to do it. But when you have a specific inspiration, a specific trend, or something that you're looking for, a pattern, and how to make stuff out of that, that's where your creativity really comes out. Limited options increases creativity, which is what I shared from my own example, how it became from only trying to make three outfits to making eight. And that's just with the clothes example, but I think it's a really easy one and simple one, so I want to encourage you to do that. But I also wanted to explain, the main thing about focusing on your inspiration and asking why is to really know yourself. And if I could just, like, that's the one message which I think those of you like Thomas and to have watched get it. Like, it's so key. The whole purpose of your aesthetic style and business is to spark inspiration and spread creativity. And that comes from knowing, like, I can show you what I can do, but hey, Chad, thanks for joining. But really want to see what you can do. And this is so important because I think the more that we think about all the changes in the future, I was just at a conference with sustainability and talking about the environment, and there's a lot of things that we need to think out of the box in order to solve problems. And that's going to take all of us. And so, we all have different ways that we're creative, but I think tapping into it, yes, tapping into our creativity is crucial. So I always talk about focusing on inspiration over imitation, finding those things that inspire you, but then reflecting on why is that important to me, and then using that to make it personal for your life. So this shopping example is with clothes and styling clothes, how you express yourself with the clothes you choose, but it goes the same with the home. And I have an exciting example I'll share later with a redesigned home that was very interesting because I talk about limiting your options. And this client, she didn't want to move any furniture around, rearrange it, and didn't want to get rid of most things. So it was very kind of limited options, like the most I had ever experienced, which was, wow, a bit of a challenge. But still, because of knowing what inspired her and her inspiration, like from a magazine, like she only had really one magazine picture that we could work with, still, we could totally transform the look. And that, even for me, that was a learning experience of, like, dang, this is so powerful. And that's what I want to get across. And if you're wondering, like, how we did that, it's basically we moving the lamps, the different accent furniture, changing some of the furniture, like little tiny details on the wall, but knowing, okay, what she needed. And these are, when I talk about aesthetic style, it's your design elements and principles. So she needed more space, she needed more harmony. And we could create that because that was the thing that she was missing to feel like this is my home. And at the end, she was like, wow, it feels like a home now. It's personal. So I'm going to share some photos of that later in this week. But I want to encourage you, because it's the weekend and it's Friday, to try out this shopping challenge if you haven't already, the shopping antidote, because it's such a fun way to bring out your creativity and to surprise yourself with what inspires you. And again, always asking why, looking at those patterns, looking more deeply in your home or around you, you start to notice that there's certain things that you continuously have. A true pro. Thanks. Yes, it was good to learn, to be challenged. I love to be challenged, a good design challenge. And I want to encourage you to challenge yourselves as you do this style challenge, or if you want to do it in other ways, some friends talked about a recipe challenge or using this with food, the same concept, the shopping anecdote, whatever it is, but take your inspiration, ask yourself, why is this important to me? Look at the patterns and then create something new. You got this. I want to see what you do. Super inspiring. And I've put up some other videos and links to help you if you want to see. There's a great video I did way back in the summer explaining specifically about how aesthetic style works and the principles. So you can check that out. Yes, it's a lot of skills. I know. Thank you. And if you want to read more, if you like to read, because I know not everyone is a big video person, you can read in the link. I explain on my website more about what aesthetic style is. But my biggest passion is to show you what you can do, you know, so I want to encourage that this weekend, especially. Take some inspiration with your shopping and get creative in your home with working with what you already have. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in. And thank you for, the comments with the design challenge is awesome. And have a great weekend. Bye. Bye.